The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn, and I want to start off the show with a picture. I want you to picture yourself in July in Hudson Valley. Maybe you're at the lake with the grandkids, or maybe your toes are in the sand. Hopefully they're in the sand. Maybe you're walking at the midway to the Dutchess County Fair in a couple weeks, fried dough in one hand, lemonade in another, and about 2 miles of walking ahead of you before you even get to the livestock barns. Now, let me ask you a quick question. When you picture that day, are you picturing the fun? Are you picturing where the benches are? I ask this question because I grew up watching a man who knew where every bench was. My father, he was a strong man, hard worker. He was a great dad, but his back ran his life. I remember being a kid at events just like the county fair, and every 5 minutes, I'm not even exaggerating, every 5 minutes, my dad would have to stop to find somewhere to sit. We'd walk 100 feet and he'd have to sit. Walk a little more, he'd have to sit. Whole family learned to plan around it. And you know, we didn't ask, what do you want to see next? We asked, Dad, do you need a bench? And here's what I understand now, decades later, that I couldn't understand as a kid. My father wasn't just losing comfort, he's losing moments. He wasn't fully at the fair, he's fully at the beach. He was managing pain while life happened around him. And no one ever knew him this way, you know, that it could be different. So the message he got was the same message millions of Americans get every single day. It's just your back. You're just getting older. Take something for it and sit down. But friends, I spent 29 years pushing back on that message. And this morning, I want to talk to you actually about what it takes to build a body that can say yes. Yes to the lake. Yes to the beach. Yes to 5 hours on your feet at the fairgrounds without scouting benches. So let's start with what was actually going on in my dad's back, you know, when he was hurting when I was a kid. For most people, it came down to a couple of culprits. Sometimes it's the joints of the spine themselves. They stop moving properly. The muscles around them they guard and they tighten. They spasm around those vertebra, and the nervous system starts amplifying pain signals. And sometimes it's deeper than that. It's the discs in your spine that are breaking down, those cushions between your vertebra. When a disc bulges, herniates, or degenerates, it loses height, it loses hydration, and can press on the nerves. That's the pain that shoots down your leg. That's the pain that makes standing in one place unbearable, that makes your foot feel numb or have pain, you know, going down there, pain down your fingers, into your hands, across the upper part of your back that you just blame on sitting at a desk. That's bench hunting pain. Now, what does research say about fixing it? Not managing it. Very important distinction there. Not managing the pain, but fixing it. Fixing the function underneath it. I'm going to talk about some evidence here. So I want you guys to have the truth of how to be healthier. The clinical guidelines from the American College of Physicians. This is the guideline body for international or internal medicine doctors. Recommend non-drug treatment for low back pain at first. First, specific spinal corrections. It's on the list. They put that ahead of medication. The JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association Network, has published research showing spinal manipulative therapy produces meaningful improvements in pain and function for low back pain. And a major study in the military health system compared usual medical care alone against usual care plus chiropractic care. The group that had a chiropractic had better pain relief, better function, and higher satisfaction. That's phenomenal, guys. Higher satisfaction with the chiropractic care that they got. And that's not my marketing department talking. That's published literature. But now let's talk about tougher cases, because some of you are listening have already tried things. You've done the pills, maybe some therapy, maybe even been told the words my father was, degeneration, or the other one, disc. You know, disc degeneration is what he's told. And if your problem is disc-related or degeneration-related, here's a mechanical reality. That disc is under load every day. Every day. Gravity never takes a day off. A compressed, dehydrated disc struggles to heal because the very pressure on it squeezes out the fluid and nutrition it needs. It's like trying to reinflate a tire while the truck's parked on it. So that's where non-surgical spinal decompression comes in. This is an awesome tool that we recently added to our office. It's helped me out tremendously. And this is where the research gets really exciting. Decompression uses computer-controlled, gentle pulling forces to create negative pressure inside of the disc. Instead of squeezing the disc, we're unloading the disc, creating a vacuum effect that can draw bulging material back towards the center and pull water nutrients back into the disc. And we have data, right? I'm bringing receipts here. A random controlled trial published in 2022, Choi and colleagues took patients with herniated discs, compared standard traction against true non-surgical spinal decompression. Decompression group didn't just feel better. On MRI, the size of the disc herniation itself was reduced significantly. I want to say that again. The follow-up image, the MRI, showed the disc changed. Didn't just feel better, but it got healthier. Early research by Apfel and colleagues found the same thing. Patients treated with decompression showed increases in disc height on imaging, and those changes were along with real pain reduction. And going back to the same original clinical work, Ramos and Martin actually measured what happened inside of the disc during decompression and documented that the drop in negative pressure, the unloading effect that makes a disc healing possible. So when someone tells you it's degeneration, nothing can be done. I have arthritis, you have to deal with it. It's simply not the current science. You got to get with the current science. Structure can change, disc can rehydrate, function can come back. Now, I want to slow this down for a second because I'm not just talking about to the radio audience. I'm talking to somebody, someone right now who's in a car or at the kitchen table, and you know who you are, right? I'm talking to you because you have sitting there and you have pain. Right now, you have pain in your low back. Let me ask you something I wish I could have asked my father. How long has your back been making the decisions? A year? 5 years? 10 years? And what have you done to stop it, right? So what have you given up in your life so far? Be honest with yourself. The golf, getting on the floor with the grandkids, long walk on the boardwalk with your wife. You know, it isn't just the pain. It's what you're giving up with the life you have that you wish you can have. So here's the harder question. If nothing changes, if you keep doing what you've been doing, where is it in three more summers? Because degeneration doesn't negotiate. It doesn't pause because you're busy. My dad's 5-minute stops didn't start as 5-minute stops. It started as I'm fine. Just give me a second. And what would it be worth, really, to walk the entire Dutchess County Fair this August, go to the beach and walk with your wife in the sand, you know, do these things with your grandkids? What would that be worth to you? And everybody has a big why. For most people, the big why involves family, involves doing what you're really passionate about, and that gets taken away slowly and gradually if you're not taking care of this stuff properly. You know, every time with your grandkids, you know, and no one ever looks without ever having to look for a bench. So if you heard yourself anywhere in the segment, if it's disc pain, sciatica, degeneration, or that back is just won't let you live properly, I'd like to personally have a look at it. I'd like to take a look at it and see how you're doing. At Ashburn Family Chiropractic, we're in Fishkill. We evaluate your spine with high level focus. We review your image. If you have it, we take x-rays in our office that are specific gravity weighted x-rays. I want to see the compression on your disc. I want to see how your spine is dealing with the gravity pushing down on it, weighing on you and damaging your spine. And I want to give you an honest answer, whether you can heal, whether you're not a candidate for care, or whether you need surgery, or whether we can help you, including I want to do a non-surgical spinal decompression. So if you're not a candidate, and that happens sometimes, guys, seriously, we have people come in and I need to tell them to go somewhere. I had someone come in a couple weeks ago and it was really their shoulder. They had a true orthopedic shoulder issue. And I referred that person to an orthopedist to take care of it. I'm going to tell you that. So if you're not a candidate, I'm going to tell you that I can't help you. I'm going to point you in the right direction. Fair enough. I think that's fair enough. So what I'm going to do this week, I'm going to open up 10 appointments for anybody who wants to come in as a new patient to discover exactly what's going on and how to fix that issue. Because if you can fix this issue, I promise you, your life's going to be much better, much more enjoyable, you know, much more fun and better experiences to grow old with. So do me a favor, give me a call. We're doing these first 10 visits for free. So you don't get 10 visits, but you get one of those 10 visits to come in for a full exam, x-rays, meet with me, go over your history and find out the root cause of what's going on there. And if it could be fixed through the care that the Journal of American Medical Association and other journals have said works better than the medical care. We all rush to our medical doctor first, figuring they have all the answers when accurate neurologically based chiropractic care can beat it every single day of the week. So give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. Or you can even text us on the same number. You can text us the word spine. Just text us the word spine and we'll get back to you Monday afternoon this week because we have a beautiful weekend with a beautiful holiday going on. So give us a call. It's 845-896-1200 or text us at the same number, 845-896-1200. Now listen, decompression appointments are on one table with one doctor and the summers are busy season. So the schedule genuinely fills. If this is you, don't file under someday. Call, leave us a message. And then we're going to have you come in. We're going to call you back. We're going to have you get you scheduled and have you start changing your life. One more time, 845-896-1200. We're in Fishkill, New York, right at the area of Route 9 and Route 84. We have people coming from hours away. But still, if that's not your cup of tea, if it's impossible for you to have that much time to see us, you generally just 20 minutes away or so, give us a call. I'm going to encourage you to call us if you're serious about coming in because we do have plenty of people calling us right now and it's hard fitting them in a schedule. So if you really want to come in, give us a call on that number, 845-896-1200. And I'd love to get in and try to help you. I don't want you to spend another summer knowing where the benches are, right? I want you to build the body that says yes and helps you to function better and feel better. All right. So if you're just joining us this morning, you picked a good time. I love this next segment. I'm going to get into some cool stuff. It might be the most important health conversation we're going to have all summer. And here's the surprise. It has nothing to do with what's on your plate or how many steps you got yesterday. I want you to talk about the 5,000 miles away from the Hudson Valley. Not going to tell you where just yet, but 5,000 miles away. But it's all the way in the Hawaiian Islands. In the Hawaiian culture, there's a word you probably have heard, ohana. Most people know it means family, but it means something much bigger. Ohana includes your extended family, your neighbors, your church, the people you choose to do life with. And in traditional Hawaiian culture, ohana wasn't just a nice idea. It was survival. It was identity. It was health. So now here's where it gets interesting for you and me, because I love this topic. I'm excited to talk about it. Researchers have spent decades studying what they call the blue zones. I've spoken about it on the show before. If you're a new listener, it's a handful of places on earth where people routinely live into their 90s and past 100. Not in nursing homes, but active, sharp, gardening, walking, laughing. Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, Loma Linda, California. And when researchers look at these places and what they have in common, everybody expected the answer to be diet or exercise or genetics. And yes, these things can matter, but the thread that ran all the way through every single blue zone, relationships. Deep, consistent, face-to-face human connection. In Okinawa, they have something called moai, a small circle of friends who commit to each other for life. Not for a season, for life. They meet regularly. They support each other financially, emotionally, spiritually. Some moais have been meeting with each other for over 90 years. Think about that. 90 years of showing up for the same people. Showing up for the same people. In Sardinia, the centenarians aren't isolated in retirement communities. They're surrounded by four generations of family every single day. Grandpa isn't visited twice a year. He's at the table every night. And he has a job to do in that family too. He has a purpose. Sound familiar? That's ohana. Different island, same medicine. Now let's give you the numbers because I know some of you are skeptics. Skeptics. And I love that about you. I really do. A landmark analysis out of Brigham Young University looked at over 300,000 people. The finding? Strong social relationships increase survival odds by roughly 50%. 50%. The research compared the loneliness of smoking 15 cigarettes a day. It was a bigger risk factor than obesity, bigger than physical inactivity. Let me say that again because it's stunning, right? People disconnected from people can be more dangerous. Being disconnected from people can be more dangerous for your health than being sedentary. Why? What's actually happening to the body? When you're chronically lonely or disconnected, your body interprets that as a threat. Because for all human history, being separated from the tribe meant danger. Your nervous system shifts into a low-grade fight-or-flight state. Cortisol flies upwards. Inflammation goes up too. Blood pressure creeps up as well. Sleep quality goes down. Immune function goes down. So connection does the opposite. A real conversation, a shared meal, a hug that lasts more than 3 seconds. These things were the parasympathetic nervous system's cool-down phase. That's your rest, digest, and repair mode. Oxytocin rises, inflammation falls, heart rate variability improves. Your body literally heals better when you're known and loved. Relationships aren't soft science, folks. It's physiology. And here's the part I really want you to hear, because this isn't about adding years to your life. It's about adding life to your years. The Blue Zone researchers noticed something beyond birthday candles. These people were rich, not in dollars, In mornings, they had a purpose, and tables full of noise and laughter and being needed. There's a richness to a connected life that's no supplement, medication, or biohack can replicate. I've seen it for 29 years right here in Hudson Valley. People who thrive, who heal fast, who stay well, who age with joy, are almost never the ones that have a perfect diet. They're the ones with the people. There's a woman who died in France a number of years ago. She was 117 years old, the oldest woman on the planet at that time, and she was known for smoking all the time. So the grandmother who babysits 3 days a week, the men's group that meets for breakfast on Thursdays, the couples that walk the rail trail together every evening, their bodies are different. They're built different because their lives are different. So what do we do with this? I want to give you 3 Ohana moves for the week. Simple, free, powerful. Number one, reclaim the table. One meal this week, everyone present. Every phone in another room, not the TV tray, the table. The wines and the Sardinians agree to this one. A table is where the family becomes medicine. Number two, start your own Moai. You don't need 90 years. You just need a start. Call 2 or 3 people this week and put a standing time on the calendar. Coffee after church, Saturday morning walk. A commitment is the medicine, not the activity. Number three, give Ohana away. Somewhere in your world, there's someone whose circle got small. A widow on your street, a college kid far from home, an older gentleman who eats alone. And why Ohana isn't something you're born into, it's something you've extended. Invite that person to your table this week. It won't just change your health, or their health, it'll change yours too. Because here's the truth, friends. God didn't design us to live life alone. The island's figured it out. Blue Zones proved it, and now it's your turn, right here in Hudson Valley. All right, so I'll be right back with more Maximize Your Health Radio. Okay, so just a little while ago, we went to Hawaii, right? We talked about Ohana, and you know, we're getting in the islands one more time, but this trip isn't about who's at the table, it's about what's on it. It's very important to understand. Here's a fun question for you. Why is it that traditional Hawaiians living on a volcanic rock in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, 2,500 miles from the nearest Costco, historically had the most, almost none of the chronic diseases we're drowning in here? No gym memberships, no macro tracking apps, no cabinet full of supplements, yet lean, strong, energetic people living well into old age. Meanwhile, we have 24-hour supermarkets, a supplement aisle longer than the produce section, and a fitness studio in every corner, and we're the heaviest, sickest, most exhausted generation in American history. Something doesn't just add up there, folks. Let's do the math together. Let's figure this out. Let's start with the soil. Hawaiian islands are volcanic, and volcanic soil is some of the most mineral-dense soil on planet Earth. Every eruption was basically nature's fertilizer truck. So when the tradition Hawaiian pulled up to sweet potato or taro root out of the ground, the food was loaded with minerals, nutrients, everything the body ordered. Didn't need a supplement aisle to do that. Their supplement aisle was in the dirt. Second, everything was local and fresh. The fish came out of the water that morning. The fruit came off the tree that afternoon. Nothing spent 3 weeks on a truck. Nothing was picked green in another hemisphere and gassed to look ripe. Food went from the earth to the mouth while the nutrition was still in it. Third, they had sun, vitamin D all year, which we know touches everything. Metabolism, your mood, your immune function, your hormones. And fourth, you already know this one, that Ohana. Meals are shared, slow, connected. Nobody's eating through with a drive-through bag alone in their car in 4 minutes flat. Mineral-rich, fresh, local, sunshine, community. That was the whole program. No prescriptions required. Now, let's look at our modern menu. Our farmland has been worked so hard for so long that the nutrition in our produce has measurably declined. The tomato your grandmother grew up with and tomato at the supermarket are not the same food. Then we take the already weakened food and we process it, strip the fiber, add sugar, add seed oils, add ingredients you need a chemistry degree to pronounce. We eat it fast, we eat it stressed, we eat it alone, usually under fluorescent lights instead of sunlight. And then, and this is the part that gets me, right? When the weight comes on and the energy disappears and the blood work goes sideways, we're told the problem is us, not enough willpower, not enough discipline, and we're given medication to try to fix it. Let me say something, and I want you to really hear it. It's not your fault. You were handed a food supply and a lifestyle that your body was never designed for. You've been playing a rigged game. No one gains 50 pounds because they're a bad person. They gain it because a body starved of real nutrition and real rhythm goes into survival mode. It stores it, it craves, it slows down. And that's not a weakness. That's biology doing exactly what it's programmed to do with inputs it's given. Here's the flip side. And this is where responsibility enters the picture. It may not be your fault. telling you, it may not be your fault, but as of this morning, it's officially your choice. Because now you know, you can unhear this segment, you can't unhear this segment. The obesity epidemic in this country is driving heart disease, diabetes, joint destruction, cancers, and early death. We're losing parents and grandparents years, sometimes decades before their time. Not because the answers don't exist, not because a better doctor wasn't found, because no one handed them the real answers. So let's talk about the real ones. So I have a company, it's called Hudson Valley Weight Loss, and my entire approach is built on exactly what the island teaches. Fix the inputs and the body fixes the weight. No injections, no stimulants, no starving. We identify why metabolism stuck, the root cause, and what we can correct it with real food, restored nutrition, with a plan tailored to your body. And the crazy part is, you know, people, anything we do in this country, you could be sick, eat anything, not take care of your body. The answer is always an injection, pill, potion, or lotion. I'm gonna say that again. You don't do anything right. You know, you're inside all day long, not in the sun, not touching earth, eating destroyed food from three continents away, and the answer is a pill, potion, or lotion. And here's what surprises people. When you finally give it a survival mode body, what it's been begging for, the weight can come off fast. I'm talking about patients who are down 15, 20, 25 pounds in a matter of weeks safely because we're not fighting the body. We're finally cooperating with it. Beach season isn't over, right? There's a lot of time before you have to go to the beach. Done properly, quick and healthy are not opposites. Quick and healthy are not opposites. Now, let me slow down and talk to one person, right? I'm going to talk to one person right now. I'm talking to everybody, but if this is you, I'm talking to you and you know who you are. Can I ask you something? How many summers in a row have you said next year? Next year, I'll be comfortable at the lake. Next year, I'll take my shirt off at the beach. Next year, I'll have the energy at the fair. You know, how many summers have you spent saying these things? And if nothing changes, if the summer goes like the last five, what does next summer honestly look like? And the one after that, and after that, because metabolism problems, they don't stand still, they compound. But flip it. This is the cool part. Flip this thing. Flip the scenario on his head. Picture yourself 30 days from now. Lighter, sleeping better, mindset better, emotions better, energy back, walking on that beach in August, actually feeling good in your own skin. What would that be worth to you? You know, what would it be worth to you to be walking on the beach feeling great? So, you know, and what would it be worth your family to have more years with you? Here's the truth. And it's the most Hawaiian truth there is. Life only happens once. There's no rerun. Every week you wait is a week that of the summer you lost. There's one life. That's one you don't get back. The sooner you start, the sooner you live. So I want you guys to change. I want you to have simple tools that'll help your life drastically. And if you're ready, I mean really ready, give us a call. So for 10 people, I'm going to do the entire first visit with Hudson Valley Weight Loss and discover exactly what's going on with you. We have testing, figures out exactly what nutrition you're deficient in and tells you exactly which nutrients you need to plug back in, those deficient nutrients. And we have coaching. We have a whole system built to have you lose weight quickly. And it does it very, very well because we've had thousands of people have done it. And they've lost weight, they told their friends, with no pills, no injections, and they're much, much healthier. So give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. So when you give us a call, just, or you can text us the word LOSS, L-O-S-S, and just say, I want to come in. And we'll do the entire thing for free with you. We'll meet that first time for free, go through the entire process, normally $200. It's an hour-long process. Give us a call or text us the word LOSS and we'll sit down, evaluate your metabolism, and map out exactly what's keeping the weight on you and how fast and safely take it off. The number is 845-896-1200. And listen, our new patient consultation for July, they're nearly full because everybody wants results before the beach. So I'm going to tell you, don't wait till Monday. The first 10 callers will get those 10 appointments and you come in over the next 2 weeks and be able to, you know, meet with a coach, go over the whole process, sit down, figure out the best solution for you to be better and start getting better and dropping weight quickly. Once again, the number is 845-896-1200 or 1200. Text us the word LOSS or just leave us a message. We'll get back to you Monday afternoon, set up a time for you to heal, be healthier, and have the life you want. So we covered a lot of ground this morning and a lot of ocean, right? We started in Hawaii and we're going to end there too because there's one more island word I want to leave you with. You already know it, mahalo. Most people think it just means thank you, But just like Ohana, it goes much deeper. Mahalo is a way of living, moving through your day in gratitude, treating each moment like it's a gift that it actually is. And when you step back, that's really what this whole show is about. The Ohana research told us that people who live the longest, richest lives aren't the most, you know, they're the ones who have the most time present at the table, present with their people, present with their own bodies, healthy enough to say yes when life comes calling. Because there's one thing about moments, they don't announce themselves. The grandkid reaching up for your hand at the fair, the wife slowing down on the evening walk to look over the sunset with you, the whole family squeezed around one table laughing at a story literally everybody's heard 100 times. Those aren't small things, friends. Those are the things. That's the richness no amount of money can or no pill can give you. So here's my challenge for this week. And it's one of the simplest ones I'll ever give you. Slow down enough to notice. When the moment shows up, and it will, put your phone down. Look somebody in the eye and just be there. Whisper a little mahalo, gratitude. It turns out it's good for the heart in every sense of the word. God made you for connection. He made you for purpose. And he gave you this day, this one right now, on purpose. Don't rush through it. So I want to thank you for hearing these shows, man. I really love you guys being with me. And, you know, I'm a beach person, obviously, this whole show. I talked about the beach. I went to the beach last weekend, 2.5 hours away just to go for the day. So 5 hours of driving just to go to the beach with my family, to the place we go to, because I love it. And there's such a great time being with your family, away from your phones, away from technology, right? Having your toes in the sand, the best grounding place on the planet for you to do so, in the sunshine, right? It's vitamin D coming down on you, walking around laughing, smiling. It's the greatest thing. And Hawaii, which our family has a place there, it's a tremendous place to be. And so they call it nature. I mean, they call it paradise on earth, and it's a phenomenal place. But I really love the fact that it's about family. It's about gratitude and also the health stuff, right? The food that grows in that volcanic soil is pretty darn healthy if you could have it all the time. And it's impossible to import from Hawaii because it's, you know, it's an isolated place. But if you could have that stuff around you all the time, you know, you can have a great, great life. So guys, I hope you have a great week. It's a wonderful holiday this weekend. And I pray that you guys, take some of that stuff to heart that I said, some of those action steps for you to live a great life. Enjoy it. And guys, God bless you. I'll be with you next Saturday and Sunday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.